Your Locked On FC Hockey's Future Focus. Bringing you closer to the top names in the NHL entry draft than ever before. Now, here's Aaron Vickers.
Welcome to another episode of Future Focus. I'm your host, Aaron Vickers, and I'm joined today by one of, if not the top Western Hockey League prospect for the 2021 NHL draft, Dylan Gunther. Dylan, let's just jump right into things. I imagine your spirits are pretty high right now. Edmonton Oil Kings are back to practice. WHL season's on the horizon. I guess, how would you rate your mood right now?
Yeah, 10. I mean, it's been awesome. I was super stoked to start getting back and practicing with the guys. I mean, it's our third day here today, and everything's been great. So yeah, we're going to keep moving forward to that start too.
What excites you most about finally being able to get back on the ice with your teammates?
I think just get back skating and kind of into the team setting and routine. I think, you know, we have great bonds here inside our dressing room. We're all really good buddies. So it's obviously great to see the guys again, but also get back on the ice myself. I mean, the rinks have been closed for probably 2 months here in Alberta. So it's great to get back skating.
Understandably trying times over the course of the last 11 months or so. What's the biggest lesson, whether it be on the ice or off it, that you've taken away from, I'd like to say experience, but our ordeal is probably a more accurate descriptor?
I think just control what you can control. I think that there was a lot of uncertainty here heading into the season and all throughout training and whatnot, but control what you can control. I think other guys are going to be playing and other guys are just not able to play. So I think just continue to better myself and better my game throughout the off season is what I've been doing.
You mentioned being a 10 right now. I guess, how difficult has it been to manage the emotions that you've gone through, whether it be the season ending abruptly last year, you zipping over to Sherwood Park, and then obviously that getting stalled as well, to not being able to get on the ice for an extended period of time, to now being on the horizon of your season?
Yeah, I think for me, I just keep things positive. I know other players are going to be playing and they're going to be having success too, but I had to focus on the areas of my game that needed work. So strength was a big part of that. So I think that was really my main focus for the long extended off season. And although it was longer than expected and wanted, it was a good time for me to work on that. So yeah, I feel good heading into this year.
What's the hardest part about being off the ice for so long? Is it the mental struggle? Is it the physical getting back into the rhythm? What sort of things did you find the most difficult over this period?
Yeah, I think it's probably mental. I think You can honestly do a lot at home with at least with what I have. I think I have a pretty good setup at my house as far as training for hockey. But yeah, it's definitely mentally draining. I mean, knowing that you're not going to be on the ice for another couple months and there's other guys skating. But yeah, I know, again, it's important for me to just worry about myself and continue to better myself otherwise.
You got 4 games in with the Sherwood Park Crusaders. Is that better or worse, knowing that you were able to fire up some game action but then being halted again?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's it was good to get out there and kind of bump my shoulders around. I mean, that's a long time off ice, and not even off ice, just off games. I think game setting is a lot different than practices, and the intensity is a lot higher. So I think it was important for me to go there, bump my shoulders around, and kind of get a feel for the game again.
You did stay close to home, obviously, going into the AJHL. Did you ever give any consideration to going down to the USHL or over to Europe like a couple of other WHLers did?
I mean, it definitely came up in conversation with whoever I was talking to. But, you know, I think we have a super solid team this year and a good group, and I wanted to stay here. I think that was my main focus, and we're just continuing to build off of what we did last year, so I'm excited for that.
Let's shift focus a little bit. And I know your immediate attention's on getting back to playing hockey with the with Edmonton, but do you let your mind wander a little bit? It's a very unique situation where we saw how the 2020 NHL draft unfolded. 2021 is looking to be just as sort of up in the air, so to speak, with a lot of different scenarios happening. Have you allowed yourself to envision what draft day might look like for you?
No, not really, not at all. I mean, at the end of the day, it's just a day, and I have to continue to get better and you know, play the game the right way. I think if I stick to my game and stay focused, everything will just fall into place.
Do you follow the draft at all in terms of, okay, right now it's set for July 23rd, 24th. There's rumors that it could be pushed back to December. There's rumors that there could be a prospect tournament right before it. There's rumors where it could be one weekend, the 2021 draft, and the 2022 draft the next, looking ahead 16, 18 months from now. Do you caution yourself not to get too keyed in on things like that when they're so far out of your control?
Yeah, I mean, right now I'm obviously no stranger to dates being changed and a lot of things being changed up, whether it be in the routine or just getting back into the season. So I think I've been pretty versatile that way, and just continuing to better myself will help me put me in the best situation heading into whatever happens.
It will be a short runway. It'll be a short season for you. Do you caution? Do you prepare any differently mentally to try and not to do too much in too little of a time and maybe go outside of your game a little bit?
No, I think just stick to my game. I think that's where I have success is when I'm playing my game and my way. I think I'm just going to continue to build off what I did last year and both individually and as a team. I think although it's a shortened season, we're here to win and we're here to get better. So that's our main focus right now.
You're pretty much a consensus top 10 pick in the 2021 draft. You're coming off a number one overall pick in the Bantam draft, WHL Rookie of the Year. But as one of these top prospects coming in, do you have a preference? Would you prefer the draft get pushed back so you can showcase more? Do you want to just get it off your plate, so to speak, so you can focus on the next thing? How do you sort of approach just the thought of having a draft at this point?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really concern or worry me or cross my mind a whole lot. I mean, I've kind of just continued to get better my whole life, which is what, I mean, everyone's been doing that. That's why they're where they are now. But no, I don't think I let those concerns or I don't know how to say it, just uncertainties get to me.
When you do step back out onto the ice as a member of the Edmonton Oil Kings, where will you have improved? You mentioned strength earlier, but what tangibly in your game do you feel you've made strides in, despite the fact that you haven't actually played a whole lot of games from, you know, March of last year to now?
Yeah, I think strength really ties into every area of the game. I think my play along the wall was something that was probably my biggest weakness last year during the season. So I'm going to look to improve on that this year, and then just all aspects of my game. I think my skating's come a long way these past two seasons, and that's always a main focus of mine during the offseason.
How curious are you to see where you are against WHL competition as you get closer and closer to game action and games that matter?
Yeah, a little bit, honestly. I mean, it's been a long time, so you don't really know what the other players are going to be like or how they spent their time, but I'm confident that, I work obviously extremely hard both on and off the ice, and I'm confident that I'll be prepared heading into the season.
Dylan, thank you very much for your time and best of luck on the 2021 Western Hockey League season and 2021 NHL draft.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening along. Be sure to keep it locked to FC Hockey so you don't miss the latest news, notes, and interviews featuring the NHL entry draft.